WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mary Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to marymaids.com. Mary Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Just more than 10% of registered voters in Brazos County participated in yesterday's election.
There will be one runoff out of 500 votes in the three-way race for Bryan City Council and single-member District 2. Perry Stephanie received 45% and Rafael Pena 32%. Elsewhere, Jason Bayensky won re-election as Bryan Mayor.
I'm very touched and humbled by all the support that we've had. 200 to 300 people that helped donate to the campaign, hundreds of volunteers that have helped with phones and signs and making calls, and there's a lot of people that believe in what we're doing in Bryan, a lot of people that like what they see in Bryan.
Al Sines returns to single-member District 1 with more votes than the combined total when he lost his re-election bid 3 years ago.
The thing that I have on my side is that the mayor and I both ran for election in endorsing and pursuing and supporting greater infrastructure activities in Districts 1 and 2.
Winners of other contested races include Trey Moore on the Bryan School Board.
The district has a lot of things going for it. What I'd really like to do is to see us expand some of those programs, make sure that we have, you know, our qualified teachers are happy in Bryan ISD and are comfortable here and don't want to go anywhere else.
Other winners were Steve Aldridge on the College Station City Council and Michael Wesson on the College Station School Board. And the CSISD bond issue, the third in the last 6 years, was approved. You can find final numbers and interviews online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A&M staff employees told System Chancellor John Sharp morale has tanked since outsourcing started in other areas and are wondering if and when it will happen to them.
Morale is suffering. That is the reality of the staff in this university right now. Morale is going to have an impact on productivity here. Are you okay with that?
Sharp told those attending a university staff council meeting an administrative review that is underway is about respecting taxpayers, those who pay tuition, and state lawmakers.
If you have a problem with something, you ought to not hesitate to send me an email and tell me, I think this is a bunch of bull and you need to look over here at this, that, and the other. My email is real easy to get a hold of, obviously, because I get a lot of them. But for us to sit here and say, that ain't nobody else's business, this is our business, we don't live in that world.
Sharp says they're not looking at outsourcing transportation services, and the only other proposal under consideration is management of Easterwood Airport. Bryan police are searching for a man who robbed a phone store Monday night. Officer Kelly McKeithen says he had a weapon and escaped with an undisclosed amount of cash from the Mobile Zone USA on South Texas Avenue.
He was described as a short male, approximately 5'3 to 5'5, wearing a dark jacket and undershirt, light colored pants, and he did have his face covered, so at this time his race is unknown.
McKeithen says a clerk was injured but did not need medical attention. While BCS plants have enjoyed the recent rain, BCS pets have not. Leah White with the Aggieland Humane Society asks anyone with a missing pet to visit them or the Bryan Animal Center because of the huge increase in strays.
There's a lot of people who think, especially with cats, oh, they'll come back in a couple of days or whatever it is. Well, their cat just got, you know, disoriented in the rainstorm or whatever it was and or chased by something else and showed up at someone else's house. They didn't know whose it was. It could have been your neighbor. They didn't know you had a cat. And then brought it to the shelter. So your cat would love to come home, but they're at the shelter.
White highly recommends having your pet microchipped so that if they do get out, you'll be contacted immediately and get your pet back home safely. Waco is the setting of a congressional hearing this morning on employing veterans. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan chairs the House Veterans Affairs Subcommittee on Economic Opportunity, which is hosting the public hearing at the Baylor University Student Center.
We're going to talk to some state agencies here in Texas that have been particularly effective in helping veterans get jobs and get trained. And then we're going to talk to the educational community. Baylor, Texas State Technical Institute, McLennan Community College, and Texas A&M are all going to testify about the great things they're doing to help our veterans find employment in Texas.
Employers from Austin, Waco, and Bryan College Station are also participating. And we're a year away from deciding statewide positions, but surveys are already out about the governor's race between Greg Abbott and Wendy Davis.
Only 6 points separate Greg Abbott from Wendy Davis in the latest University of Texas, Texas Tribune poll. In a head-to-head race of the two favorites to capture their party's nominations, Abbott got 40% of registered voters to Davis's 34%. But 25% of voters say they have yet to make up their minds. Chuck Martin, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 8:10 at 66 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mary Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, Ags. During football season, let Mary Maids help you get ready for your weekend guests. Mary Maids is America's number one residential cleaning service and has been voted best of the Brazos for the last 6 years. They're committed to cleaning your house like it was their own. A thorough, customized cleaning from a team you can trust, guaranteed. Your entire house will be spotless, and then you can relax and enjoy the game yourself. Call Mary Maids at 595-1111. That's 595-1111. Mary Maids. Relax. It's done.
How do you get in touch with your inner bold side? Tame a tiger?
Don't look him in the eye.
What?
Walk on hot coals?
Ow, hot, hot, out of the way. Coming through here. Oh, thank you.
Or simply embrace your bold side with a new Sriracha Chicken Melted Subway, made with spicy Sriracha sauce for our boldest flavor yet, and part of the Fiery Footlong Collection, which is much easier than, say, skydiving.
Wait, do I pull this handle?
Ah! Subway, be bold. Eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
This holiday, whether you're hosting at home or treating the office, give your group what they love. Subway caters. Order up a holiday spread of piled high sandwich platters, custom-made giant subs, good-to-go personal boxed meals, even freshly baked cookie platters. They'll love the taste, you'll love the value, because people-pleasing platters start around $35. Call 877-360-CATER. That's 877-360-CATER, or visit Subway.com to order. Subway. Cater fresh.
Some catering orders may require 24-hour advance notice. Prices and participation may vary.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Cold front over the northwestern part of the state continues to produce scattered showers and some thunderstorms. Our weather today will cloud up. We'll look for some showers to develop. High temperatures today are going to be close to 75. Tonight, the showers will end. It'll become partly cloudy overnight. Lows are going to fall back to 45 to 50. Partly sunny, cooler tomorrow, 65. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 45 to 50. Mixture of sun and clouds Friday, 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Okay, let's see if we can track the front as it comes through. Okay. It's been to Marlin. Okay, it's gotten to Marlin. Okay, so the front is headed our way.
Is the temperature dropping pretty quick behind it?
Yeah, no, not really. It's let's see if it's made it to Hearn yet. Yes, it's made it to Hearn. Yes. So we have winds out of the northwest at 3 right now in Hearn. So that means that it'll be a wind shift by the time we get off work, and after all, that's all that matters, right?
Certainly.
Yeah, so okay. Let's see. In Waco right now, it's 57 degrees.
Woo.
57. So yeah, that has happened. Okay, so the cow outfits, you ever seen them from the restaurant?
Are you talking about to get free food at Chick-fil-A?
Well, what?
They have like a day, one day every
yeah,
year.
Yeah, no, I just meant kind of in general. No, if you're familiar with the Chick-fil-A thing where they they dress up like cows over there.
Or no, if you dress up as a cow, you get free food.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Well, in Redlands, California, police have busted a cattle costume wrestler, He apparently found these suits in a store and stole them. I mean, we're talking 7-foot cow costumes that had been created for a Chick-fil-A location out there. Steals those along with some other paraphernalia. Tries to sell them for $350 a piece on Craigslist on the day before Halloween. Well, an undercover cop arranged to buy one of the bovine attire, if you will, in time for Halloween. When the seller produced the black and white outfit, he was arrested. That's Robert Michael Triton. He's 43 years old from Riverside. Apparently also had a couple of these pop-up canopies that said Chick-fil-A on them. So, once again...
So he also borrowed those?
Yeah.
Terminally borrowed?
Something like that. Not a real bright guy. But anyway, he's doing that. So, and again, you got a cow costume that looks like Chick-fil-A. You know where it's going to come from. I like the idea that it's 7 feet tall, though. I mean, if you're going to a costume party, that'd be pretty cool. So anyway, the mayor is going to join us in just a few minutes, we think, so that she can play Jethro trivia with us. But before we do that, Taylor Arnold joins us this morning. He's the chairman of the Wiley Lecture Series. Taylor, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you very much, Scott.
You've got a good program coming up on November the 8th at Rudder. It's called Boots Off the Ground, 21st Century American Military. Kind of give us an overview of the speakers and what we're going to be talking about.
Yes, sir. On November 8th, we're bringing in General Stan McChrystal, former commander of U.S. and international forces in Afghanistan, the former leader of Joint Special Operations Command. He's a long-serving general of the U.S. Army. He is quite recognizable across the country, as well as our other panelists, Mr. David Sanger, chief Washington correspondent for the New York Times, member of two Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist teams. He has written two books on Obama's foreign policy called The Inheritance, as well as Confront and Conceal. And then our third panelist for the night's program is Ambassador Ryan Crocker, currently serving as the dean of the Bush School at Texas A&M. And over his years, he has served as ambassador to Lebanon, Kuwait, Syria, Pakistan, Iraq, and Afghanistan most recently. He joined up at the Bush School back around 2010, and in 2011, President Obama asked him to serve as ambassador to Afghanistan. He gratefully left to serve in that role, and he is currently back as dean of the Bush School. So we're welcoming those three gentlemen in for the night's panel to discuss the changing aspects of the American military as we transition from this period of overwhelming force and manpower-based military action towards these more technologically driven ways of fighting war, cyber warfare, drone warfare, and the diplomatic issues that those may present. We're expecting this panel to get into discussion that's going to range on their experiences in public service. We have the military aspect, the journalist aspect, as well as the foreign service represented well on our panel. And so we're excited to see what those experiences will, what insights those experiences will provide them through this discussion.
Now, is there going to be a question and answer also?
Yes, sir. There will be a few opening remarks followed by prepared remarks from each of our panelists, as well as discussion afterwards and a Q&A session. Audience members will be able to submit questions in the foyer of Rudder Auditorium prior to the program that will be screened and then presented to the moderator for discussion afterwards.
This is the latest in of presentations from the Wiley Lecture Series. This is a quality of life thing for folks who live in Bryan College Station. If they're not familiar with it, do you have a little history about the Wiley Lecture Series itself?
Yes, sir. We were our roots began in 1982. We started out as the MSC Endowed Lecture Series, and in 1983 we brought a panel to campus consisting of Edward Heath, former British Prime Minister, President Gerald Ford, Helmut Schmidt, former West German Chancellor, as well as Marvin Cobb, NBC correspondent. And that group, the program was titled The Future of the Western Alliance, and that recognizable panel generated the buzz and showed off the organization, so that the Wiley brothers had a son in the organization around that time. And in 1984, they endowed us, giving us their name, and since then we have grown to present panels such as in 1986, this is the one that I usually show off, we brought Presidents Gerald Ford and Jimmy Carter, as well as Dr. Stephen Ambrose, notable historian, and the discussion was moderated by George Will, a syndicated columnist well-known at the time. In 1983, we brought the Right Honorable Lady Margaret Thatcher. 1995, General Colin Powell. Over the years, we brought notable, recognizable public figures to discuss a wide range of public policy affairs that were relevant at the time. Brought former President of Mexico Vicente Fox, Walter Cronkite, Madeleine Albright. The list goes on and on. It's a great organization consisting of about 40 student members, and over the years we've grown into what we are today.
Yeah, it is. It's an amazing thing. Whenever you hear Wiley Lecture Series, you can know these are going to be names that you do know, and this is absolutely no exception with Stan McChrystal and Ryan Crocker and David Sanger coming. So again, the program will be this Friday night. If people want ticket information, what do they do?
You can find us at wiley.tamu.edu. That's wiley.tamu.edu. All the information for the program is there. You can pick up tickets at the MSC box office or at mscboxoffice.tamu.edu.
All right. Taylor Arnold here this morning from the Wiley Lecture Series. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Hi, I'm Donna from the Jewelry and Coin Exchange with exciting news. We're having a retirement liquidation sale. You know the Jewelry and Coin Exchange has the best everyday prices in town for fine and fashion jewelry, diamonds, and sterling silver. Our everyday prices are lower than the sale prices at other jewelry stores. And now we're liquidating wall-to-wall up to 50% off. Hurry into the Jewelry and Coin Exchange on South College Avenue in the IHOP Center. Open extended hours Monday through Friday, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 4.
You can get paid for spreading holiday cheer.
That's what elves do, and you can too, at Santa's Wonderland.
Santa's Wonderland is looking for cashiers, food handlers, hayride drivers, greeters, parking attendants, and general labor.
Those are the people who create the Texas Christmas experience.
Applications are available at santas-wonderland.com. That's santas-wonderland.com.
Santa's Wonderland is an equal opportunity employer in College Station on Highway 6 across from Texas World Speedway.
Apply now. Click santas-wonderland.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, say 21, and Jason Bayansky joins us this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Scott.
Congratulations on being reelected.
Thank you, Scott. It's been a long campaign. I want to thank the voters of Bryan for their confidence and the opportunity to serve them for another 3 years as their mayor. Very honored.
Well, it's you got your signs getting pulled up today?
Picked up two or three en route up here in the rain already. So
that's why he's running behind schedule. He's picking up signs.
If anybody wants to volunteer, I'm looking for helpers.
I understand. Yeah, you need to do that. But we do have a runoff coming up now in the Place 2 race. And, you know, time's a-wasting, so what is the process right now? Obviously, these election results have to be certified. So when will certification take place, probably?
Well, we're going to be canvassing votes here in the next couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. I don't think we today is the 6th of November.
Right.
I think we're looking at swearing in the newly electeds probably around the 18th of November.
Okay.
We're still expecting there's some potential mail ballots that are coming in, some other ballots. If there's any provisional ballots that they have to look at, those will be addressed. So probably around be canvassing and swearing in the newly elected November 18th. Now with Place 2, the runoff, Mr. Stephanie, Mr. Pena, we're looking at right now, as of today, probably having that runoff election Tuesday, December 17th. But we've got to make sure we can have poll workers and, some helpers, some tabulators for the election night. So we're getting that finalized today. We'll make an official announcement later today. But right now we're shooting for December 17th, Tuesday, and then having some early voting opportunities the week before. And then once that election is final on the 17th, I think we're going to come back like December 30th for canvassing and for swearing in at that point, mm-hmm. The end of December. So then the Place 2 council member will be sworn in the end of December.
Okay, and there'll only be one place where they can vote, right?
Right now we are going to have voting at City Hall
okay.
for early and for the main voting.
And again, it's as folks now are starting to understand with the provisional ballots that end up happening and then for the ballots for overseas people or folks who want to, it's changed the game a lot. But this is our first time that we've had this happen, obviously, in a city election that takes place in November because we hadn't done that before. So it is. It kind of squeezes it in. Plus, it's in the midst of the holidays. And also, it's again, these two districts, District 1 and District 2, you don't really have a lot of voter turnout, quite honestly. Right?
Yeah, it was District 1 had maybe a few hundred people that voted. I think the winner, Mr. Sons, had less than 200 votes. It was a low turnout citywide, countywide yesterday. I'm sure the rain didn't help. It wasn't the best day to get out into the weather, but I do appreciate all of the people in Brazos County and Bryan College Station throughout the country that got out and voted in the different November elections. It is important to get out and exercise your right to vote. And so those saw some folks that were barely getting around and walkers in the rain going to vote, and I appreciate the folks that took time out of their busy schedules to get out and vote sure. because it is important because you've got less than, like for Place 1, less than 200 people that decided who was going to represent them,
mm-hmm.
and that vote is an equal vote as the mayors, as the at-large council member, as any other council members. And so we had 5,000 plus people that voted in the mayoral election and a few hundred in one election. So, but the vote, voting strength is the same. So it is very important. It's important that people get out and vote. And we expect probably a very low turnout for runoffs. Runoffs typically bring out fewer people, and then having it around the holidays between Thanksgiving and Christmas, when a lot of people are Christmas shopping, getting ready for the Christmas holidays, it makes it more difficult to get people out to vote. So we'll try to advertise that from the city as best as possible, and I know the campaigns will work hard to get that information out to the voters, but we do encourage people in District 2 to come out and vote in that re-election or runoff re-election. And like I said, we're looking at December 17th at this point. Okay.
I'd like to get your thoughts. Obviously, Richard Cortez voted out after a term on council. I'd like to get your thoughts on his time there.
Councilmember Cortez has done a wonderful job for his district. More things have happened in the last 3 years in his district than in a long time. He was a team player. Richard got along with everybody. He got along with city staff. He got along with the city council, with the city of College Station, Brazos County. Everyone that came in contact with Mr. Cortez worked well with him. And when you get along with people and you respect people, you typically get your ways. And Richard got his ways. I don't think anyone ever voted against anything Richard wanted, anything Richard supported. Richard was he was a good representative for the citizens of Bryan and for his district. And so I definitely want to commend him on his efforts and everything that he succeeded. He helped bring a lot of jobs, a lot of new growth to his area and to the city. And he always saw the big picture of, when you have single-member districts, you have to understand you are elected by your single-member district, but you do represent the entire community of Bryan. And so you have to vote on what's best for the community, what's best for your city, including taking care of your backyard and your single member district. And Richard did that. He was he understood, the developing parts of Bryan, the east and the west side, and how that would bring job opportunities for his district and how everything dominoed into this area. But a lot of projects that took place in the last 3 years in this district, whether that was relayed or not to the voters, we're very proud of Richard. I'm going to miss Richard. He's a stand-up guy, gentleman, and like I said, a team player, and has represented his district well. I am looking forward to working with Mr. Al Sons. I did serve with them in the past, and I'm hoping Al will work with us as a team for the betterment of Bryan, and I congratulate on him on his victory last night also.
Did you talk to him last night?
To
Al?
No, sir.
Okay.
I have not talked to Al.
I mean, I think it's fair to say that he was more aligned with your opponent. Tell me what that means as far as a chemistry on the council now.
Well, we'll see how things go over the next 3 years. Like I said, I did have an opportunity to serve with Al 3 years previous. We'll probably in the near future try to get together and talk about the next 3 years and what's in store for the city of Bryan. But we've got a lot of wonderful things going on, and we would like Al to be a part of all the great things going on and see the positives that are helping. What's good for Bryan is going to be good for his district, and we'll talk about what's important to him and his district and what we can do to help continue helping his precinct. So I'm a team player, Scott, and I'm not confrontational. I do work well with people, and that's our strong point. That's why we had a majority of the College Station City Council there last night, and Bryan Council and other elected officials from the county judge on up. I mean, we do work well with folks. We do understand that it's important to work together for the betterment of our community. We are one community, and for the betterment of the city of Bryan. So I'll do all in my power to work hand-in-hand with Mr. Sons and for the betterment of his district and our community. But we have not had a chance to discuss the future yet.
It happened in the candidates' forums that I took part in. Suddenly, single-member districts 1 and 2 wanted to talk about being more having a higher profile within the city. Now, granted, we just talked about two precincts in College Station out into the county near College Station where they had zero number of people come out. As mayor, what do you do to try to engage those people who are residents in those single-member districts where the voter turnout is not as high as you would like to see? How do you engage them?
Well, if you look at the population and you look at the percentages, I mean, we had a low voter turnout throughout Bryan, College Station, and Brazos County. So, we might have had expected 10,000 people on the east side of town. Maybe we had a couple thousand people. So turnout was low percentage-wise citywide. So it was not only in single member districts 1 and 2, it was citywide. We do work with the churches, we work with the schools, we work with the community leaders. You know, if we've got some better ways we can get the word out to get people out to vote, I mean, sadly in this country, a lot of people don't vote and maybe will only vote during a presidential election. And we've seen that, you know, last year we had record turnout, but, you know, and if people are happy with what's going on locally in their community, they tend not to get out and vote. If they're upset, they might get out and vote. So, you know, we had a lot of folks voting last year, but very few this year. The weather, you know, and people are busy, a lot of things going on. This is only the second year in a row that we've had municipal elections in November. It's hard for all of us to grasp and to understand. But, you know, the outreach is what we need to continue working on with by the candidates, by the city, by the community leaders and the religious leaders and the people that are in those communities, the businesses and the residents, to get people out and vote, you know. And as Governor Huey Long from Louisiana said, if you don't vote, you don't matter. And I had people after people after people yesterday, voters that told me at the polls that, you know, when I thanked them for coming out and voting, they said, well, we can't complain if we don't vote. And, right. And, you know, so I tell people that. I think Frank Vandiver, the former A&M president, God bless him, his comments were when you'd first call him up with an issue or a concern, he'd ask you if you voted in the last election. If you didn't, I heard he would hang up on you. He wouldn't hear you. So I think it's important that you vote. And again, regardless of who you vote for and what issue you vote for or against, that you get out and vote. And any ideas that can come to the table of how we can get more people out throughout the city of Bryan, throughout College Station, and particularly these single-member districts. You had, like I said, 2 in College Station that didn't have any votes. I mean, that's incredible. I wonder if they picked up that voting box and kind of shook it or
see if there's anything in there. Yeah,
check that trap door.
Yeah, check that flash drive, see if there's anything in there.
I mean,
yeah.
you kind of have to wonder, you know. But so you do wonder if something was deleted or if someone put that magnet next to that disc or something.
Say about that. That's
it. I don't think it's ever happened before. Well, but but again, for those that did come out and voted in Brazos County, we thank them. Regardless of who you voted for and how you voted for on the propositions and the bond referendums, I am a little disappointed this morning, I'll be honest with you, when I woke up to see that the voters in Houston decided to vote against the bond referendum and for the Astrodome, and it'll probably be destroyed and demolished. You know, again, I wasn't privy to all the information given on that. I know it was hundreds of millions of dollars, but very sentimental for the Astrodome.
Sure.
I'm still kind of hurting from seeing G. Raleigh White be demolished here locally,
right.
And so it doesn't help that we're going to be seeing the eighth wonder of the world potentially gone. So I'll be looking to buy one of my Houston Astros baseball seat as soon as I can find where to get one.
There
but
you go.
But it was good. Again, I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be visiting with you for the next 3 years. And again, I thank the voters of Bryan for their confidence and our ability. And I'm going to continue to work together as a team with our council, with our staff, City of College Station, all the partners and citizens and businesses in Bryan to make Bryan better. And I appreciate that opportunity for another 3 years.
You bet. Jason Bansky here this morning, the mayor of Bryan reelected last night. And our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Midweek session on Wall Street could get off to a positive start. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The future suggests stocks are headed for a higher start. European markets have shown strength today, and there are hopes the Federal Reserve will keep its stimulus measures in place longer than previously anticipated. Corporate earnings will be in focus. Time Warner shares are higher in pre-market trading. The media company reported stronger than expected third-quarter results. Shares of Tesla Motors and Abercrombie & Fitch are down. Both firms' earnings missed Wall Street forecasts. There was a drop in home loan demand last week. Mortgage bankers reported report application volume declined 7%, fewer house hunters sought financing, and fewer homeowners looked to refinance. Cargill plans to label ground beef that contains the additive known in the industry as finely textured beef. The product has been used for years, but a controversy arose last year when critics called it pink slime and raised health concerns. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
I've always considered myself a good mother, but when it came to my son Billy's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. You can order any subject from arithmetic to fractions, percents, algebra, even calculus. Concepts are simplified in an entertaining way, so students enjoy learning at their own pace in the convenience of home. Call now for a 30-day risk-free trial, 866-569-MATH, or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cool
I want to
day.
Be a football stadium.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the
The Aggie Report is next.
For 20 years, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup has been recognizing the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division,
men's and women's sports.
Each year, this award has remained the crowning achievement in college athletics, honoring the extraordinary efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, on Twitter at LS Directors Cup, or online. Two decades of excellence. The Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Texas A&M football moved its record to 7-2 after a 57-7 win over the weekend against UTEP. Aggies capitalized on turnovers. Coach Kevin Sumlin on that subject following the game Saturday.
I think we had 28 points directly off the turnovers and gave us some short field. So, you know, it's been a point of emphasis for us for turnover margin. Obviously, Howard Matthews, that's, what is that, three interceptions in two games, last two games. He's playing very, very well for us, and hopefully, that'll continue the rest of the way.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin. The Aggies now getting ready for Mississippi State. That one will be kicking at 2:30 on Saturday. Broadcast on this radio station starts at 1:30. The Aggies and the Bulldogs. I'm Dave South. And that's your Aggie Report.
If you or your loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive serves a 9-county area, including offices in Brenham, Belleville, Burton, and Hempstead, and has on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
WTAW News Time is 8:38 at 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Prince Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigation contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. The second year of outsourcing on the A&M campus remains a concern for university employees. That's based on the volume of questions asked of Chancellor John Sharp this week.
I think what the staff is looking for from you is some recognition that individual members of staff are sometimes more valuable than the number that they represent. Back to you in a report.
Sharp told those attending a university staff council meeting they should be participating in an administrative review that is underway.
And if those people are silent and don't get their ideas into the public forum, then that's when the problem occurs. Use my email or whatever to get those ideas up saying, this is crazy, you ought to be doing it this way, and you can save a ton of money. You ought to participate in that process. Show the rest of the world and their students and everybody else, by God, we're the best there is.
Sharp says in the first year of outsourcing facility services, the number employed by the private company has risen by 70, an increase of nearly 10%. Also, a backlog of nearly 4,600 building requests was reduced to 20 in the first 6 months. A man with a covered face robbed the Mobile Zone USA on South Texas Avenue in Bryan Monday night. Officer Kelly McEthan says he brandished a weapon and escaped with cash on foot.
There were two customers in store during the incident, and the clerk received a minor injury, but it did not require any medical attention. And we're asking if anyone has any information to contact 209-5316 or Crime Stoppers at 775-TIPS.
McEthan says he is described as a short male, 5'3 to 5'5, and his race is unknown. For the third time in 6 years, voters in the College Station School District passed a bond issue.
CSISD Board President Valerie Yokin says approval of the $83 million package means voters want to continue growing in the way they've become accustomed.
We have the right number of schools for our children, that they're not overcrowded, that we don't have some of our children having to use portables, and that we realize it's important that both of our high schools maintain the same quality of not only education, which is easy to do, but that the ambiance and the area that the students are working in the building are equitable as well.
The winner of a three-way race for the CSISD board was Michael Wesson.
The issues that face our district in terms of the amount of growth that we have and trying to find new ways to be accountable over and above state tests really kind of resonated with voters.
Former school board member Steve Aldrich won a seat on the College Station City Council.
People understand me as a businessman, understanding that the partnership between business and government in our community is an essential part. And I think that that resonated well with a lot of people.
In Bryan, there will be one runoff next month. Perry Stephanie and Rafael Pena will vie for the single-member District 2 seat. In District 1, Al Sines returns after losing 3 years ago. Jason Bayinski was reelected mayor, and Trey Moore won the contested race to join the Bryan School Board. Online at WTAW.com are interviews and final numbers. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
If you lost a pet during recent rains, Leah White with the Aggieland Humane Society says checking there or at the Bryan Animal Center should be your first step. She says people often expect a pet to just come back, but that won't happen if your pet has been picked up.
By the time, a lot of times people, I think, look, there might be a chance that your pet was already adopted out, because we've had people, oh, my cat went missing over the summer, and I'm just going to look here now, and, you know, we're 3-4 months away from when the cat actually went missing. So come by, look, better yet, go ahead and have your pet microchipped while it's still in your possession.
She says they will call, email, fax, and do everything they can to help pets that have been microchipped get reunited with their families. Innovative approaches to jobs and employment for veterans is the theme of a congressional hearing this morning in Waco. The chairman of the House Veterans Subcommittee on Economic Opportunity, Bill Flores of Bryan, says the public hearing includes testimony from state agencies and educational institutions.
We're going to have employers from Waco, Bryan College Station, and Austin there, all parts of our district, to talk about some of the unique things they've got going on. It'll really be a fascinating discussion. I hope we get a good attendance.
The hearing takes place at the Baylor University Student Center. And tomorrow, the state Supreme Court hears arguments on two cases before a live audience at the A&M Rudder Theater. Yesterday in Austin, justices heard arguments whether Texas can grant divorces to same-sex couples who married elsewhere. Both cases involve same-sex couples who married legally in Massachusetts. Attorney General Greg Abbott argued that state law won't allow Texas to recognize the divorces because that would validate the marriage. The couples question whether the same-sex marriage ban applies to divorce and whether it conflicts with the U.S. Constitution. WTAW News Time is 8:43. It's 67 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Prince Irrigation. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
Why torture yourself dragging hoses again next summer when you could get a professionally installed, water-efficient, automatic irrigation system for your lawn and landscape?
Hi, I'm David Prince with Prince Irrigation. We've been serving the Brazos Valley for over 40 years with the highest quality irrigation systems in the state of Texas. We'd love to add you to our list of over 10,000 satisfied customers. Call Prince Irrigation now during the off-season and save up to 10% on your new irrigation system. Call 774-4726 or visit us anytime at PrinceIrrigation.com.
You can get paid for spreading holiday cheer.
That's what elves do, and you can too at Santa's Wonderland.
Santa's Wonderland is looking for cashiers, food handlers, hayride drivers, greeters, parking attendants, and general labor.
Those are the people who create the Texas Christmas experience.
Applications are available at Santa's-Wonderland.com. That's Santa's-Wonderland.com.
Santa's Wonderland is an equal opportunity employer in College Station on Highway 6 across from Texas World Speedway.
Apply now. Click Santa's-Wonderland.com.
With autumn in full swing, it's time to rethink what you'll bring to your next fling. Whether it's a full-bodied red, a crisp sparkling white, or a heaping platter of gourmet goodness, Specs has it all. And if you haven't visited the Gourmet Deli located in Specs Texas Superstores, you won't believe what you're missing. From made-fresh gourmet sandwiches and delicious party trays to hundreds of artisan cheeses and scrumptious chocolates. Specs has Texas' largest selection of world-class wines, hard-to-find spirits, and finer foods. Stock up on pre-holiday savings with a case of your favorite wine, or try something new with a Specs staff pick. And nothing pairs better with holiday sweets than a chill dessert wine. Find lower prices on everything you need at Specs, your on-the-way, less-to-pay for everyday store.
Shop Specs, low-priced amazing. Here's to you, shop. Cheers to savings.
Good morning, it's 8:46, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Weather brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. I could play that recorded weather, but, you know, it's so old now. We need to do something more up to date. Let's.
It's so like yesterday.
It's
the most old weather ever.
It is. The winds are still out of the south here, east of Bryan, so the front has not arrived. But let's go back in and let's look at Waco one more time, or Woodway, because that's where I used to live a long time ago. Ooh, in Waco, 55 degrees. Winds from the northwest at 18, gusting to 30. Yeah, 55 degrees there. So here in beautiful Bryan College Station, however, we got 67 degrees with winds out of the south. But
that's Texas winter right there.
It is. Let's see. It'll be here any minute now. Mr. Downs pulling into the parking lot even as we speak.
Oh, good. So he got to hear then on his car radio. You clank it.
Clanking the expensive blinds back there. Okay. I'm going to do this story. And it,
okay.
And it creeps me out to even talk about this, okay? It creeps me out to even talk
about this.
Does it
have to do with germs?
This. No, it doesn't. No. Asher Vontu, he is a student at NYU. He's from Pittsburgh. Over the weekend, fell off the roof of his Tribeca dorm, where he had been drinking.
No!
Into a terrifyingly narrow space between the dorm and an adjacent building, and he was not discovered for 36 hours.
Oh, my.
I mean, you're to the point where you cannot move. Do you understand? Your arms are pinned to your side for 36 hours. That makes me shiver just to think about it.
Yeah,
okay?
that's therapy right there.
I got a little problem here. Anyway, how did he survive his ordeal? His mom said that the actor and NYU grad did like the James Franco thing, okay? He began to think about the movie, 127 Hours, where the guy chops off his arm. He thought, am I going to have to do that? Well, of course, I don't know if he was carrying his hunting knife with him. He said he thought about his family. He thought, I'm not going to give up. And he just yelled for help as much as he possibly could. He was found only after his friends cajoled police officers into checking the dorm building's roof, where an officer heard him calling for help. Wow, man. Again, creeps me out just a little bit to even do that story, but that's it.
All right, here's the weird where my brain works.
Okay.
How long would you have to stay there till you lost enough weight where you just fall out?
Well,
would you survive that long?
Haven't seen it, so I don't know if it got narrower and narrower as it went down, but Again.
Yeah, that's just, well, I'm in therapy after that one.
That goes to right to my claustrophobia thing. Okay. So after months of speculation, Facebook acknowledged that there was some decrease in the number of what they called younger teens using the social network on a daily basis. Now, an annual survey of 4,014 young people by the Futures Company provides more proof that teens may be looking elsewhere. The survey found that about 42% of those who are aged 12 to 15 find Facebook, they'd said that Facebook was their favorite website, compared to 48% of teens overall. Last year, Facebook was the most popular site among all the 12 to 15-year-olds that they had talked to. The most important site among all the teens now is YouTube. That's according to the report. And if you remember, I think it was 2 weeks ago, YouTube is about to look at a subscription thing.
Yep.
And that would make sense. Now is the time to do that. Gosh, it's a good thing that YouTube's not owned by Google. Oh.
Yeah, it is.
For over 40 years, the Arts Council has established strong partnerships with Brazos Valley businesses.
This is Hunter Goodwin with the Oldham Goodwin Group. Living in a great community is something we all love. That's why Oldham Goodwin is a business partner with the Arts Council. Whether it's the performing, literary, visual, or even culinary arts, we know that supporting the arts is a sure way to keep making the Brazos Valley a great place to work and live. Join us today in supporting the Arts Council by becoming a business partner. It's a great way to get involved.
Join the Arts Council today as a business member to make the arts a visible and thriving economic driver in our community.
Lunch at Christopher's World Grill. Great idea and a delicious one. At Christopher's World Grill, you can enjoy a relaxing, quiet, and delicious lunch in the most pleasing atmosphere. Select from Christopher's favorites, the Hyde Park Chicken Salad, Ziwa Tanejo Snapper, or the Grilled Shrimp BLT. Grab a friend or a business associate and meet at Christopher's for lunch. Follow Christopher's on Facebook and sign up for Christopher's newsletter. Reservations not necessary, but recommended. Christopher's World Grill, 776-2181. Voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
When dealing with a terminal illness, it is important to have early discussions about end-of-life care. Hospice Brazos Valley has positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley's care is tailored to the patient's wish to live as independently and comfortably as possible. It isn't easy talking about end-of-life care, but together we can take the first steps. Let's start talking.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay. Brand new Chinese proverb, don't cook sausages in a fireworks factory.
That'll be an unfortunate cookie New Year's near you soon.
It will. Unfortunately, that's exactly what 72-year-old Huing Fang, that's his name, Huing Fang, did on his lunch break, as it ended up actually causing the entire factory to explode. Yeah. Took firemen 2 hours to extinguish the blaze. Total loss as far as the factory is concerned. And I guess he's still alive to tell the tale? Not sure. Don't know. Just when you thought that all the good television was gone, here's your TiVo alert. A Norwegian television network has decided to broadcast every single move of an upcoming chess tournament between a local player and all challengers. Yeah. The move is an attempt to cash in on the so-called slow TV program. Remember we did the knitting thing?
Yes.
Same people. Chess Network tournament is expected to last about 19 days. That'll be 100 hours of televising. Come to bed, honey. No, I'm watching the chess tournament.
He's going to get him in check.
Yeah, exactly. I'm waiting to see that happen. Yeah. Okay, police dogs in the UK getting their own retirement plans. It'll be the first official police dog pension plan in England, maybe even the first of its kind in the world. Starting in December, every retiring dog will be entitled to $800 a year for 3 years after their last day of duty. So there you are.
That only seems fair.
I guess so. They got to work too.
Sure.
The most well-read cities, what they did is they combined the sales data of all the books and the magazines and the newspapers in both print and in an electronic format to find out on a per capita basis. Here are your top six, because we don't do 10.
Right.
Miami, number 6. Boulder, Colorado, number 5. Number 4 is Ann Arbor. Number 3 is Berkeley. Number 2 is Cambridge. See, all these college towns.
Mm-hmm.
And because we all know Miami, the U, those kids read a lot at the U. Yeah, maybe not. And then Alexandria, Virginia is the number 1 per capita. And that's probably a bunch of people who work in D.C. They got to read a bunch of stuff. So
probably.
That's what I'm thinking that's about. Selena Gomez will spend Thanksgiving in her home state right here, Texas. She's going to do the halftime show with the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes, sir, Rebob, she is.
That'll be good. She tweeted that she's proud to be kicking off the Salvation Army's Red Kettle campaign for the holiday season. Well, that's good. Where is she from in Texas? You got any idea?
I want to say up around Plano.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong. That's just the first thing that strikes my brain.
But that'll be really, really close to her home then if she'll be up there for the Cowboys game. So there you go.
November, Reed Arena. Texas A&M basketball tips off. The Aggies embark on their second SEC campaign.
Here it goes.
Got it! The men host Alabama, LSU, Arkansas, and Tennessee, plus more. The women will bring in Tennessee, Georgia, and Kentucky, among others.
Pulls up. Jumper is good. Oh, my.
It's affordable family entertainment, with season tickets for the men and women starting at just $100. Texas A&M basketball, returning soon to Reed Arena.
Men, did you know that low levels of testosterone can cause heart disease, diabetes, low sex drive? To avoid these dangerous conditions, schedule a free testosterone consultation at naturalbiohealth.com. Naturalbiohealth.com. Trust your health to the experts.
At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, we're more than just a floor store.
We're a complete design center offering custom granite countertops, an amazing lighting center, and the best floor selection in Aggieland.
And now, we're offering an exclusive selection of unique furniture to tie your home design together.
Visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie.
We have the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
About Fort Hill, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Grand Prairie, by the way.
Okay, there you go. Thank you. The discovery of King Tut's tomb, considered to be one of the most important archaeological finds of the 20th century. Over 3,000 treasures found within the coffin, made of solid gold, weighed about 250 pounds. The burial mask, which you see in a museum in Cairo, is solid gold. Of course, it gained its legendary status with all those stories about the early deaths of the people who entered the tomb.
No,
and the
it didn't.
Curse and all that stuff.
Gained popularity from Steve Martin.
Oh, that's right.
Exactly.
That's right.
YouTubing that as we speak.
Oh, that's sad. British experts believe they have solved the mystery of King Tut, the questions that fascinated scholars for decades since the discovery of his nearly intact 3,000-year-old tomb. And that was 91 years ago this week that happened, back in 1922. Though some, you know, again, had been dying from illness and some had been murdered. Scholars are certain that the young pharaoh's cause of death was due to injuries sustained in a chariot crash.
Yep.
A virtual autopsy. Researchers found a series of injuries. So, in other words, he was texting while he was driving?
Pretty much.
I don't know if he was texting.
Well, you know, the thing, so he was writing on papyrus, is that it? I mean, was he carving in stone? Well, what was going on
probably
while he was driving?
I mean, was someone else driving his chariot, though?
I don't know.
He is a prince.
Do you think he drives his own chariot? No, but he's a teen. He's going to want to drive himself. Most important thing.
This is the most ridiculous conversation.
He had to ask the head god if he could drive. Anyway.
Brah.
All right. So just when you think we've done all the superhero shows, no, we've got a new one now for TV. It's called Our Man. H-O-U-R, Our Man.
Can he bring an hour back to my life?
No, what happens is he can see an hour into the future.
That would be stressful.
No.
You're trying to fix everything all the time before it can happen.
No, you just go get a lottery ticket.
Yeah, you do that twice and that's it. Then you retire.
Yep.
I mean, that'd be a real easy gig. Well, hello?
That's called tableting and driving.
You're right, thank you. You're exactly right.
Very nice.
High glyphing or something, yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, so what, you want to stop crimes before they happen? Yeah. The character first appeared in 1940 in TV Guide, so the CW says the CW network is going to do this. They just, you know, they've already got Flash and Arrow on, so now they're going to do this. And they're going to do The Avenger, so we'll see about that. But, yeah, Our Man. So, again, just go buy a ticket and then go sit down. Let's see, on this date, we got time for one more story.
Okay, good.
A company called Snorstop. They're in a little bit of trouble. Have you heard about this?
No.
They sell a nasal spray and some oral sprays and some pills that are designed to prevent customers from snoring.
Hence the name.
Launched a campaign to send a message that, if men stop snoring, they can help save their marriages. What they did is they have a billboard that shows an American soldier embracing his Iranian girlfriend. And she's wearing her, hijab, is that what it's called?
I believe so.
Yeah. So local media obviously saying people not happy about this. And it's a real story. This is, the guy's name is Jamie Sutton, and that is his wife. So it is real. It is true. And they decided that they would do that because that would grab people's attention. Apparently, it's really not the kind of attention they need to be grabbing. So we'll see how that works out for them. Okay. On this date in history, as we mentioned before, the Bush Library opened on this date back in 1997. 1947.